Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Two things are starting to change right now from a weather standpoint that make me want to talk about sneaker waves. First of all, we're starting to get some nice days again, so going for a walk on the beach sounds like a good idea. And at the same time, we're drifting into that time of year when we're more likely to get sneaker waves. It turns out these two are related, which is part of the reason that sneaker waves can trick you. They often happen during those beautiful, sunny, windless days that can cause you to let your guard down. Especially since the waves may appear small at first glance. So remember this, large waves can strike without warning, even after 20 minutes of relatively small waves, and even if it's a beautiful day. Ironically, we have found that we don't really get beach deaths when the waves are really large, because it turns out when the waves are really large, then they are usually all really large. In other words, if we have 25-foot waves, then we have 25-foot wave every 20 seconds or so. So if you're at the beach during these conditions, then every 20 seconds, you would see and hear a huge wave. And this provides a natural warning that tends to keep most people far back from the water's edge. The days that are more deadly have a different distribution of the waves through time. On those days, there might be 15 or more minutes with very small waves before several large waves strike without warning. And the danger comes from people who arrive at the beach during the 15 minutes of smaller waves, and then they get close to the water because it feels safe to them. It's then very easy for a person to get caught off guard when the large waves suddenly strike, especially if their attention is diverted. So the key to staying safe is to not be fooled by an ocean that looks calm. As you're approaching the water, start watching the waves to see how they're behaving and continue to watch them for several minutes or longer so you can see if there are sets of those larger waves that might catch you off guard. Now, by the way, this is exactly what surfers do when they get to the beach, because they actually want to surf those larger wave sets. Keep in mind, it's always a good idea to stay farther back from the water than your intuition tells you, unless you need to be near the water for a specific activity like perch fishing. Basically, the closer you need to be to the water, the more you need to watch and pay attention to the ocean and be prepared to be pulled into the ocean. So, if you need to be near the water with your attention diverted, then wear a life vest. On the other hand, if you don't need to be near the water and you're going to be distracted, for example, going for a walk and talking to a friend on the beach, then stay way farther back from the water. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.